You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the life.
Welcome today to Lifeline. Brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Hey folks, welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Always good to come and visit you on Saturday morning and tell you about the wonderful thing the Lord Jesus Christ is doing in our life. Listen, if you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up. If you're enjoying it, if you're learning anything, call your friends. Tell your friends to tune in. Just simply go to WCNO.com, scroll down to the word On Demand, click on that, and then you'll see a calendar over on the right-hand side. Click on that calendar, and then you can pick any Saturday's date. My son, Lana, and I have a couple years of teachings on here, many messages covering many subjects. Tune us in. And listen, we appreciate you. We want you to know that. And today I have a very, very important message for you. It's how to have peace in the midst of the storm and how to have peace after the storm. Peace in the midst of the storm. It's very needed today. We're in a world out of control without peace. And like Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not like the world. So there's a great offer today from the Lord Jesus. It's peace. How many of you out there need that today? If you need peace today, you stay tuned and you listen to me. The Lord has given us something here now, without a doubt. The family is under great attack. Just the news today and the new order of life with no absolutes and a government out to lunch. Just the left it really drive you nuts. The world is totally off the chain, no doubt, no question about it. We have a very weak foundation, and the young people sense it. The family structure is eroding fast, and that's their only real foundation. That's their only sure foundation. And they notice this, and they feel this, and they recognize this. Listen, if I speak to you today, if you and your family are in this situation, I'm a Christian counselor. I'd be glad to help you. You give me a call here. Anytime that you need to talk, you give me a call. 221-1100, out of town. 888-221-8990. But we would be more than glad to see everything we can do to help you. Finances today. It's very hard for young people to even get going. It takes a ton of money just to get into a house. It's just bad. It costs a lot just to half starve to death. I mean, just think about this. 47 million people on food stamps or collecting money from the government. That is the largest number probably in world history. 47 of blocks. Of course, we know half of that's probably phony. Half of it's probably going for pot, going for booze, going for cigarettes. But nevertheless, many people would be starving without it. We are just not doing right. We're just not doing good on our nation today. And this is the greatest nation in the world, by the way. And this is a very godly nation. It was a very godly nation. We're slipping away from us. We're letting it slip away. And we're losing that. Drugs. The devil's new power. Listen to this. The drugs beats the law. The drug beats the government. It's so bad. I remember back in the Reagan days, he really fought the drug industry and made up his mind to try to really stop it and enforce every law and just really worked on it. But the bottom line is, we've totally lost it. We have lost control of it. Matter of fact, now they're getting ready to release 200,000 crack dealers back out into the nation. Yeah, they can't control. So many of them, the government can do nothing else. The government can't control them. And fourth graders are now selling pot. Hey, stop the world and let me off. This has gone too far. Believe it or not, the drug industry is totally, absolutely out of control. Now, as much money has been spent combating drugs, these young people go out here and get drugs as quick as you can go get a loaf of bread. It is amazing. I mean, we have not even begun. This cannot be controlled. Our jails are full of the devil's work. Well, listen, I was praying one time and I asked the Lord about drugs, and here's what he showed me. It's definitely a spiritual problem. It is in the hands of the devil. The law cannot control it. And that's proven out to be absolutely true. If the law could have won, the law would have won. If the government could have controlled it, the government would have controlled it. But now they're joining forces with it. They're beginning to accept it. began to put crack dealers back out of the street, began to approve drug pot sales everywhere in the country. They've given over to it. They've absolutely been beaten. It is a spiritual problem. Listen, this is the greatest tool, as far as I know, the devil's ever had in his hand in history to destroy lives. It does exactly what Jesus said the devil would do. Steal, kill, destroy. He will steal your money. He will destroy your life. He will destroy your family. And he'll kill you. There is no doubt about it. This is the greatest weapon that he's ever had. The jails are full to overrunning. It's really sad, but, you know, I'm an older guy, so I was around many years. And, you know, the great men you see, I know you've seen the movies, the documentaries that fought World War II and laid their lives down and had all cost won. And the man that was in Korea and the man that were in Vietnam. You know, these young men today are sitting in jails and prison. That same bunch that fought for this country, that age group is in jail or in prison today for drugs. Look, this is definitely a spiritual problem. You forget the law of this problem. This is absolutely a spiritual problem. All the devil has is get you hooked, and he controls your life. He controls your mind. He drives you, leave your family. You're stealing your mom. Now, you know, when I was young, no one ever heard me about stealing from the mom, stealing from the dad. Yeah, you're stealing from your mother. You're stealing from your dad. You'll do anything. So you're not in control. Someone else is. You think you are, but you're not. Think about it. I'm sure I'm hitting some families out here today that's going through this very thing. It is a terrible, awful problem. It is a problem controlled by Satan himself. It's just a terrible problem, and it is a spiritual problem. And if you have children out there involved in this, or husband or wife, you need to know this. It is a spiritual problem, and that's how you need to handle it. Sexual perversion. Marriage is coming to an end. I heard the other day on television that this year, there's fewer marriage licenses sold than any year from the beginning of time. Marriage is coming to an end. Men are taking up with men, women taking up with women, and the rest are just moving in together, and that's generally always falls apart. But marriage licenses are not even being sold. Isn't that amazing? Marriage is on its way out. I'm telling you, the devil has both feet in the world, and you really need to know that. You need to see how he's working. I've been involved in a ministry. I won't mention the people's names, but for almost 4 years, 3.5 years, something like that, in St. Lucie with some folks, and they had 4 or 5 houses taking people out of jail, out of prison, out of Dunklin, out of whatever, and trying to help them get started. And these people were quality people. They are good teachers. They're both Bible school graduates. They had the love, they had the means, they had the desires, they had the heart, and they worked their heart out to try to help these people. And for most cases, we weren't very successful. I mean, we poured our life into these people, and they were so hooked by the devil, it was really, really hard to help them. I mean, what we did, and you would think, and some of them were desperate people that had a great chance. I just mentioned one guy. I'm going to use his name because he's in jail anyway. Don't make any difference. Monty, we had this guy he'd been there 4 years. He was there when I got there. But 44-year-old guy, young, good-looking, strong guy, should have been successful. But he had every chance you could get to make it. He sat under that Bible teaching. He lived in the home. And, I mean, he just had every chance. He heard hour after hour. Great. This fellow, this wife was a great Bible teacher. He sat under this Bible teaching. He's in jail. I think he's going to prison for a while. There was a girl there that I tried to help. She'd been there, and she's a good-looking woman, maybe 30 years old, and just sitting there trying to learn. And I'm thinking, man, this woman shouldn't be here. What's going on? I got the doctor early one day, got talking to her, and she was drunk, alcoholic, before she came there. She'd had 3 kids, and she took care of none of them. The husbands had them all. She didn't know where they were. But she's getting her life together, and she was repenting, and she was learning, and she just encouraged me. I thought, boy, she's really going to make it now. And first thing you know, she's taken up with a guy in the house, and she's gone, and she calls back and says, look, I'm pregnant again, and this man, I want to get away from him. I mean, you know, you can't help the people. It's just sad, because the pull of the devil with drugs and alcohol is so very strong. I mean, they are literally out of control. Look, if you're not controlling your life, somebody out there is. You need to know that. The devil is, without a doubt. You really know there really is a devil. The Bible says there's a devil. We do Bible or we don't do Bible. The Bible gives us plenty of warnings of how he operates. And we just close our mind to it and think we can beat him, yet at the same time, he's beating us. There's a young man. I met a Bible study with a nice young guy, nice man, friend. And he's Christian. His wife's a Christian. He has a son right now sitting in jail, drugs. And his uncle has pastors of church. I'm just the reason. The devil is just in your face. The world comes at you very, very hard and very, very fast. And the question is, are we prepared for this? Are we? Listen, if you have a need out there today, or if you really need help, or you have a son or daughter that really needs help, give me a call. I'll be glad to talk to you. 221-1100, out of town, 888-221-8999. Listen, all these people that I've told you about are very good people. They're good people. I have many others. I could just go one example after another. I got another friend, Franklin, we just call him Franklin. Been in church all of his life. He's sitting in jail now, hit and run. Probably going to go to prison. Messed up in alcohol, drugs, whatever. No reason whatsoever. Been in the church from the time he was a boy. Been in every phase of the church. Been through college. No excuse whatsoever. Yet, was he prepared to take the devil on? Probably not. Probably not. All these people now should have made it, so to speak. They all had chances. They all had opportunity. Whatever we, the church, are doing, it's not enough. It's just not enough. It's not enough. We're not keeping up with the work of the devil. We are really not. I mean, I can give you this last guy, without a doubt, spent all his life in church. He was in every church function there is. He's going to prison. He had it. He had church for 12, 14, 15, 16 years. Really born in the church, so to speak. And great parents that are officials in the church. Nevertheless, it's not enough. Whatever we're doing, we have to do better. Whatever we're doing, we have to do more. Something is just not right here. I mean, it's not right. It's not enough. We're not getting there. We're losing the battle. 2 Corinthians 4:4, the devil, the hidden storm, the god of this world, Paul says, has blinded our minds. Now, Paul said this, so this has to be true. But do we ever think about this? Do we really believe the devil can blind our minds? Well, evidently, the examples I just gave you, many, many, many. We have more people in jail than any time in history. We have multitudes of young men and women sitting in jail that are actually good people, messed up. Good people, messed up. They did no intentions of evil whatsoever in them, just taken out by the devil, mostly through drugs. Most don't understand this. They just reap the results. They don't understand. Satan can blind their mind. They're just reaping the results of it. It's very hard to see the kingdom of God because the kingdom of God runs on love. And they can't see it or understand it. Maybe it's because they've really never experienced love themselves. But the bottom line is the strength of the world pulls them in, and they're not seeing the real love of God. They're not seeing the love of God as more powerful and better than the things they're seeing in this world. I mean, that's the really way it is. So we, somehow, some way, we have to do better. I know the church works hard. I know the church cares. And I know the church is doing good. We're not doing enough. I mean, what it is, we are not defending ourselves against the wicked one like we need to do. We're just not there. We're just not doing it. Jesus said, he would steal the word right out of your heart. Now, that's pretty big. Jesus said this. The devil could steal the word out of your heart. So you can take a young man, a young lady, and you bring him to church, and you're a good parent, and they hear the message and all this stuff. But look, Jesus said the devil will steal that word out of their heart unless they get it down rooted deep in them. And unless they really get a hold of it, what little they get, the devil can take it out of their heart. My friend, if this is all too real to you, if you're living it, let me try to reassure you this. There's always help in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, I'm the truth, and the life. Boy, he really is. He's a wonderful Savior. He's a wonderful God. He's a wonderful friend. Look, this man Jesus Christ that I'm telling you about, he hung on a bloody tree. Strive now as to blood against sin. I mean, really, we can't comprehend that very much. His blood against the sins. Well, he took the sins, all sins of the world, into his own body, killed him. He killed him, but God rose him up. Listen, This is how much he cares about you. See, though, you're more cared for than you think you are. You're more loved than you understand. You have great strength if it's him. I mean, this man beat every sin ever and sits on the right hand of God. He's your strength. He's your hope. You can beat the devil every time through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. We need to represent him in such a way that people know this. Otherwise, I don't care how hard the world comes at you, how fast it comes at you. Look at the price Jesus paid for you. If you will anchor yourself, anchor your soul in the Lord Jesus Christ and in his truth, then you can beat the system of the world. But listen now, the devil is always there for you to kill, to steal, and to destroy. No, he's always out there. As just as Jesus was willing to bleed and die and suffer for you and revealed his love for you on a bloody tree, hanging on a bloody tree, suffering for you, the devil is doing everything he can to kill, steal, and destroy. It's really competition here, okay? Now, the question is, which side of the fence are you going to fall on? Which way are you going to go here? Really, the devil is out there after you 24-7, and you need to know that he will destroy your life. Let me show you just a picture of his work. I'm going to mention a man's name. I think he's probably with the Lord now. He's an older guy. Probably never heard of him. His name is Howard Pittman. And he was a retired police officer all of his life, but he also was a lay minister. He got Bible school graduate. He preached every weekend somewhere. He just spent that kind of year. Just a great guy. But I mean, this older man, like 65, he had a bowel burst in his heart. He was literally dying. He was dying. And he was in an ambulance on his way to the hospital. And just barely alive, but he cried out and said, Lord, heal me. Lord, help me. Lord, deliver me. And this magnificent voice said to him, he says the sweetest voice you ever heard in all of his life. And the voice said, well, look, just relax and just go on to sleep and just stop breathing. And pretty soon it'll all be over. You'll be just fine. Stop breathing now and just relax. And he said he stopped breathing. The voice was so pleasant. And he stopped breathing and was listening to the voice. And all at once he realized, no. He had asked God to heal him. He said, no, Lord, I asked you to heal me. And immediately then he realized it was the devil. Now listen, this is how the devil works. In his dying breath, he's on his way to die. And listen to this now. He's dying. He's on his way. He's had a heart valve bust. He's a dying man. And the devil meets him there and tries to help him die. The devil wants him to die. The devil wants to get rid of him. But there's a couple of things here. Number one, Howard had a great call on his life, and after this, he just really blankets the world with the gospel for the next 3 or 4 years. But the bottom line is, what I'm trying to tell you is Satan knew where he was and knew the call on his life and met him there. In his dying breath, still tried to kill him. Now, that's the enemy that we have to fight with. About 3 weeks ago to 4 weeks ago, most of you have heard this story. Up here in St. Mary's, Florida, a woman had 4 bears in her yard. Now, this is documented on, I got this off of, I was watching it myself off Fox News. And she went out to shoo him away. A pretty dumb thing to do, I guess. But anyway, a bear got her head in his mouth and was dragging her. And she cried out. Now, this is recorded right on Fox News, word for dear Jesus, save me. She cried those words, and Fox News announced it just that way. And she heard a voice. And the voice said, just relax. You'll soon be with us. Just relax. It'll all soon be over. And she began to do that. And then she realized, she thought, no, I have 4 kids. I need to live. And the bear opened his mouth and let her loose. Now listen, this is an amazing thing. This is the evil, wicked devil that comes to kill you. I mean, this woman being dragged away by a bear, the demon is there. Don't tell me how. It is an amazing thing how quick he can arrive, but he's there trying to help her die, wanting her to die. Really, if she had known the Lord, she would have died. But she said, no, I have 4 kids. I want to live. But the bear opened his mouth. But this is how evil and wicked and how thorough the devil is. He don't miss a chance. Here's a woman being, the bear's trying to kill, and he wants to help the bear. I mean, he is there. This story is like 3 weeks old. This story can be documented on Fox News. That's where I got it from. I mean, the devil is out there to kill you, friend. You need to know this. The devil told Jesus, Listen now, this is really big. Jesus, the very Son of God, who suffered and bled and died for us, the devil met him in the wilderness and tried to deceive him. The devil said, worship me, you can have it all. In other words, you just worship me. And Jesus beat the devil with just these words that he learned out of the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 3. Man shall not live by bread alone. He knew the book. But do you, my friend? The book was his shield. Jesus quoted out of the book of Deuteronomy, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Jesus defeated the devil with the book. Can you do that? The word is your shield. The word is your weapon. Do you have the word hid down in you? Remember now, Jesus said he would come and steal it out of your heart. Can you take it out of your heart? You know, tell me about it. Can you take it out of your heart? Is it rooted? Is it grounded? Is it deep? Does it have power? Does it have authority? Does it have life? Is it more powerful than the world itself? Are you rooted and grounded? Is it there? If not, listen, he can beat you. He tried to beat Jesus. If you try to beat Jesus, don't think he will try to beat you. If you take on Jesus, the Son of God, don't think the devil won't beat you, even if your head's in the mouth of a bear. Or you're in an aimless dying, the devil will try to destroy you. Your only hope and your only weapon is the word of God. That's your shield, my friend. Do you have it rooted deep and down into your heart? Listen to this. Supper being ended now, the devil having not put into the heart of Jesus to betray Jesus. The heart of Judas to betray Jesus. Can you imagine that? The Bible says the devil put in the heart of Jesus to betray Jesus. Now, once the devil puts a picture of what he wants you to see, and you're open to him to see before you, once he puts his picture, it might be drugs, it might be sex, it might be anything, but that's all you'll ever see. Judas could only see 30 pieces of silver. He partnered up with the devil now for the 30 pieces of silver. And then the Jews that killed Jesus partnered up with him for Jesus. It's an amazing thing. All he did now was put in the heart of Jesus to deceive Judas, to deceive Jesus. That's all he had to do now. That's all Jesus could see. There's that 30 pieces of silver. The devil can't do that unless your heart is filled with the word, filled with the life, filled with love, filled with Jesus. If there's room there, if it's empty, you can believe he'll stuff it with his thoughts. I'm telling you, folks, he's a terrible devil, and you need to know who he really is. You can beat him every time, but you better be prepared. When I started this message, I gave you a list of people sitting in jail now that didn't beat him because they were not rooted and grounded deep down in the word of God. Dealing with the devil, look, this is a tough call. If you're going through it, give me a call. I'll be glad to help you. 221-1100, out of town, 888-221-8099. Listen to this. And then when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Now, he had already set him up. The road was already paved. But first, he had to set him up with the silver. The road was paved already, and he was able to take him out. Maybe it starts with one joint, maybe one drink, maybe one lie, or maybe just lust. But believe it, if he plants that seed in you, if he can get that seed, if he can plant it in your heart, he'll eventually take you out. To the other disciples, listen to this. This is how slick he is. When Satan entered into Judas, the 12 were there, the other 11 disciples were there, and he got up and walked out, and they thought he was going to buy a loaf of bread. He looked like a man going out, had the bag to buy bread. He's full of the devil. But that's how they saw the man going to buy bread. You see how deceiving he is? You see how he can, his ministry looks like the ministry of righteousness? Oh, look, if you're not prepared, he can beat you. But you know something? You can beat him every time. He's nothing but a liar, nothing but a deceiver. I don't pay him any mind at all. I really don't. I don't fear him one way. Watch, I beat him. He's just a liar. He's just a deceiver. I beat him by the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, like the Bible said to. And you can do the same thing. He has no authority over you, but if you don't know that, he'll eat your lunch. He really will. He'll have his hand, man, right in your lunch box if you don't know him. And guess who? The disciples never expected one moment that the devil was in Judas. Am I preaching to you here today? Are you hearing this? Look, he's a terrible enemy. You need to be warned. Paul said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Boy, there it is. Look at that. Be strong and be in the power of his might. Paul knew the devil is still here and after you. Listen now. This is really big. I really need to hear this. And this, if you have sons or daughters in jail, this is why. We wrestle not. Paul said this, Ephesians 6:12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Boy, that's big, isn't it? That's the one that can put you or your kids in jail. That's who we're wrestling against. Spiritual wickedness in high places. If you believe you can get saved by believing the word, then you better learn to wrestle, to fight the devil with the same word. He says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Listen, wrestle means contact, contest. You're in a real wrestling match here. Can you beat the principality? Do you even know what it is? Can you take on powers? How about the rulers of darkness? Are you prepared to do that? Have you prepared your kids? Hey, that's a big deal. Have you prepared your kids? Or are they already messed up? Have you taught your children? Listen, we do Bible or we don't do Bible. This speaker here, Paul, listen, this is the author of the same man that taught us the Roman road to salvation. He says that we wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness in high places. Look, we need to do more. We need to teach more about how to defend ourselves. And really the proper way is just cling to the Lord Jesus Christ. Be filled with the word of God. Be filled with the power of God. Take on the word. Trust the Lord. Know who the devil is and defeat him. Now listen, if Satan wins the battle, he has the right to retain the victory. If your life's messed up, he already has the victory. Submit yourself, therefore, to God, James says. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. James is saying he is here and he's after you. Come on, cry out to the Lord. Get free, get help. If you've not submitted, you have no power to resist. But look, here's the bottom line. You have all the power you need to beat the devil. But you don't, if you don't know, he'll run down over you. You need to know who you really are in Christ Jesus. You need to be so full of Jesus, so full of the Word. Here's the way to beat him. Prayer, prayer, prayer. The Word of God, the Word of God, the Word of God. Let it be a lamp to your feet, a light to your path. Follow the things of God. Trust the Word of God. Trust the Word of the Lord Jesus. He'll deliver you every time. I'm telling you, you can beat the devil, my friend, every time by the power, by the Spirit of God. Look, God loves you. God cares. Look, we need help here in this message. We really knew we're not getting the help that we need. And if you're listening to the message, get anything out of it, send us a few dollars. We're not asking for a ton of money. Just help us out any way you can. Just to pay the radio bill. We take nothing. We take zero out of this. Just trying to pay the bill. Send a check to us, if you will, to Bob Allen, Post Office Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. That's Bob Allen, Post Office Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Bob Allen again. 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958, or email us at BobAllenMinistries@gmail.com. Three things, BobAllenMinistries@gmail.com, BobAllenMinistries@gmail.com. Give us a call and send us a check. We appreciate it very much. And send us a note on the internet. Let us know if you're there, and if you're listening. You don't have to send money. Let us know if you're getting me out of the program. We're helping you in any way. And maybe you might have a family here messed up. And you need some help. Look, I'm a Christian counselor. I've been fighting this battle for years. I've worked with people by the tons that's messed up in jail, in prison. If I can help you, you email me. I'd be more than glad to try to do that. I will. Give us a call. Listen, we love you and we appreciate you very much. And we'll see you again here next week. But look, just remember that. The devil is already defeated. He knows it, but he knows that you don't know. When you reverse the title, you show that you do know it. You anchor yourself in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who suffered, who bled, who died for you. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. See you next week. Love you. God bless you. Have a great day. Lord be with you. Love you now. Listen, just seek the Lord with all your heart. Just praise him. Just bless him. Just go before him and repent. If you got kids that are in trouble, just pray for them. Your authority is in prayer. Just pray. Seek out. Cry out for them.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen. A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Bob Allen Ministries, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is BobAllenMinistries@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.